Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub app. No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back to your phones as promised. Here's George in Clinton. He says he's a Blues fan. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, I am. So 9-3 on the road, 5-0 after losses. They don't get suspended in game 8, as you guys were mentioning earlier. So they're going to get back to their game, hitting, bullying, beating up the Bruins like they've done for the majority of the series. But the Bruins have one thing that the Blues don't have, and that's Tuukka Rask. And that, as a Blues fan, is the scare. I think the refs will, you know, swallow the whistle for the most part in a game 7, 5-on-5. We know it's clear the Blues are better. But I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think the first of two wins, I think the Bruins have the slight advantage because of Rask. But I think the road stuff matters. I think the 5-0 matters.
Hey, George.
So whoever wins... Yeah.
So if you throw those numbers at me, I can tell you Tuukka Rask is 5-0 in elimination games. Does that matter?
I just told you they had Tuukka Rask. So that's the advantage the Bruins have.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. But
that's all they have. That's all they have. So what I'm saying is that if it's a low scoring game, which I think it will be, the first two wins, and whoever wins deserves it. All this stuff. Murray is ridiculous. This is the problem with Bruins fans. And just Boston fans in general, you want things given to you. You expect them. You don't want to earn them. We want the power play. We want the power play. Great. You're great on the power play. But the bottom line is that the team that goes out there and puts it on the line is going to win, and they'll deserve it. And the last thing I want to say is, if the Blues do win, I'm calling in to that clown Fred Tutcher. How this guy has a Marconi award-winning show is a mystery of the universe.
Has he been hard on the Blues? Has he been hard on the Blues, George?
Listen, he's a Cardinals fan, which is amazing, and I'm ashamed of that. The guy is a clown. He knows almost...
Okay, I'm not going to let you sit here and disparage the reputation of Fred Tutcher. When Fred Tutcher might give you free Bruins tickets tomorrow. I'll give you details on that here in a second. I'm not going to let you do that. You want to rag on the Bruins? Fine. You want to rag on Boston? I'm all for it. Fred, no. I'm not going to allow you to do that.
I just
I like his team. I like the Blues. 9-3 on the road, 5-0 after losses. Like, they have some really good, tough qualities. If that were your team, you'd love them.
Yeah. Look again. So tell me they're resilient. But the 9-3, the 5-0, I mean, we can come up with numbers for the Bruins too. Like,
sure.
I'm just telling you, the numbers in and of themselves don't mean anything to me. Well, they're 9-3 on the road. Great. So if they end up 9-4, that's bad.
No. I agree. But it tells you what kind of team they are.
Yeah, no question. But I feel like we already know that.
This isn't some soft serve team coming in here.
No.
That's all he's saying.
Yeah, no. But I conceded that one a long time ago. Like, I look at that one and go, these guys hit the crap out of you. They're tough. They're good. Like this. So I'm not sitting here telling you I think this thing's a layup and it's over. Hell,
you
ask me tomorrow.
To
I might
that.
Pick the Blues.
Right.
I've said all along that the longer this thing went, the worse I think it is for the Bruins. I hope I'm wrong.
Part of me disparaging them is because I'm terrified of them. They're a legitimate opponent. And I think one of the things that kind of benefits them tomorrow is that they're playing on the road. We said it yesterday. I'd prefer this game be in St. Louis.
Me too.
No question.
I'd even go back there and get another cold.
I would.
St. Louis flu. Stu had the Blues in 6. What do you have now, Jimmy?
Bruins are going to win tomorrow night. Disappointing, I know.
So now I feel like you today. Like, this whole prediction thing.
It's so stupid.
Nobody knows.
No one has any.
Nobody knows. There has been nothing, and none of the numbers mean anything. It's one game, you drop the puck, and you see what happens. And I just think the physicality of the Blues, and I'm not talking about dirty plays or penalties, the physicality of the Blues scares me. They can beat the crap out of you.
Okay, what should scare the Blues, and the Bruins do have something else going for them, and that is their experience and their pedigree and these guys at their stage of their career, and I think that's a thing the Bruins have going in their favor. This is Ustis and Natick. Yes, Ustis.
Yes, Ustis. Question for the panel there. If you drew up a game plan for St. Louis, what would the strategy be for beating the Bruins tomorrow night?
Okay, so it's heavily reliant on scoring the first goal, which is so stupid because how do you draw up a game plan to score the first goal? But I do what they've done in this series when they've had success. Get it in on their little D, get it on the Bruins' little D, and come down the wall and puck possession in the zone.
Beat the crap out of them. Keep the puck in the zone and beat the crap out of them and go to the net. So if the Bruins want to pack it in, fine. Go in there anyway because you're bigger than they are. That's what I would do. And if I'm the Bruins, I do exactly what I did in the last game. I try to mitigate it with some speed. I pack the bodies in the front of the net, and you say, so you want to come in here? Come in here. But we'll just create a pile of bodies in here, and the puck's not going in.
Well, what they really did that was kind of interesting in this game is they gave them the wall in some cases, not all of them. But some of these puck battles that they were losing along the wall, they didn't even engage in. Like we mentioned yesterday, Rask barely went behind the net to play pucks. So it was almost like they said, okay, if you want the puck back there or out there on the boards, we're not going to overcommit out there, and we're not going to get our brains beat in. You can have it, but you're just going to have to be content to be out there because you're not getting in here.
Right, because we're going to need five guys on the inside to handle your three. Like, you know, again, and I mean, I say that in a negative way. If I'm the Bruins, stay in front of your net. Let them shoot from the perimeter because your goalie's good or you block the shots.
And I'm also pounding Ryan O'Reilly with ice time. I'm giving Ryan O'Reilly 20 to 25 minutes of ice time. He's out there constantly.
This thing's going to be an absolute freaking root canal of a game. It's going to be a 1-0, 2-1, like oral extraction. David, it's going to be wisdom teeth surgery.
David Haverhill on David Ortiz. Yes, David.
What's up, guys? Pray for Ortiz, without a doubt, but this is arguably the most heinous, I mean, a third world country. You guys said the word drug lord, and I looked it up, the guy's a drug lord, and that is, girl, I don't know what salacious behavior he did, but henceforth, his judgment was way off. He got shot, and I truly believe it was a warning shot. I mean, the guy came up with a rifle. I'm, again, praying for his recovery, but he's a married man in his home country messing with a drug lord. I mean, trafficker. I mean,
yeah, Dave, I'm with you. Safety tip: don't mess with the drug lord's woman in the DR. I'd stay away from that one.
We've all seen this video now, and I've watched it multiple times, not because of bloodlust or anything. I'm trying to really like go over it with a fine tooth comb, so I know what I'm talking about. A rifle? It's a handgun.
Yeah, it's a handgun. Yeah.
And in watching it as many times as I have, one of the things that stands out to me, I think the gun jams. So that's what makes me believe it wasn't a warning or like they're trying to get a warning shot. No, I think there was supposed to be multiple shots, and it looked like the second or third attempt, there's like a, you know, the shooter is like, ah, you know, and then that's when he takes off. He gets one off or one or two off, and then he jets.
I'm just saying bad judgment shouldn't get you shot. That's ridiculous.
No, no.
Jules in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Jules.
Hey, what's up, Mike? Yeah, you know, I usually just call when you guys are trashing the Pats. Matter of fact, I'm still waiting on Maz and Boomer to apologize for the Tom Terrific take. But, yeah, you mess with Escobar's wife, what do you expect? You're going to get shot. And let's go Blues, baby. Go Blues.
Okay, Jules.
Apologize for the Tom Terrific take?
I didn't even want to go there.
Okay, let's not then.
What's to apologize for?
I have no idea. Brady withdrew it, didn't he? So he admitted he was wrong? So that means we were right.
Jules, you should apologize to us.
Yes, exactly.
He didn't withdraw.
Where's my apology?
Next time, Jules, I expect you to apologize to us. Thank you. Thank you for that. And I think that's a fair point, though. I would not go after Pablo Escobar's wife.
No, I would stay away. I wouldn't go after anybody's wife.
Well, yes, ideally. Yes, correct. But especially that one. Details on how you can win Bruins tickets coming up next with your calls.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger
and Maz.
Hey, it's Phil.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, I think you're going to have some. As I said, I think our older guys will address the group and how they can best handle that. Once the puck drops, we feel we're prepared to play. I think that's the easiest way to get through your nerves. If you know you're prepared and you haven't crammed, so to speak, we've gone through checklists of what we want to hit. Tomorrow it'll be sticking with our routine, so hopefully that calms your nerves, just knowing that you've prepared this way 100 and whatever it is, 7 times or 6 times, and that's enough to get you through it early on, and you got to play hockey.
That's Bruce Cassidy today. It all comes to a head tomorrow. Felger and Maz once again from Canal Street, outside the Garden, getting you ready 2 to 7. Also, if you want to win free tickets to the game, it's no small deal right there. Most valuable ticket in town, and it's for a long time. I can't remember a ticket that's gone, get in price of well over $1,000. 1500, what is it? It's up there.
Oh, huge.
I think it's even more than that. I think we're up to $2,000 now.
I don't think the Sox prices were, I think they were lower than this.
Oh, no, again, I mean, the rarity of a game 7, let alone, it's just, it's got to be huge. Mm. Numbers got to be gigantic.
Got into game 6 of Celtics-Lakers in 08 for like 600. So. Mm.
All right, so if you want to win freebies, tomorrow, come to our parking lot. I know that sounds kind of weird, but we're having a rally. Touch and Rich are having a rally tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the parking lot of the Sports Hub, 55 Morrissey Boulevard. Take the red line to the JFK stop. And again, that's not a joke. It's in my copy. Hopefully they've re-railed that thing because they've had a few little problems here with the T the last couple of days, including that one. That one went off the rails this morning. I think they fixed it. If not, get your ass to 55 Morrissey Boulevard. There'll be live music. There'll be cornhole, Connect Four, and other games. And most importantly, someone in attendance is walking away with the hottest tickets in town. Thanks to Toucher and Rich, and from your home of the Bruins, 98.5 The Sports Hub. So hope to see everyone here tomorrow morning. Jimmy Stewart off the air just said to me, not more than 20 minutes ago, how come we haven't heard from Mike and Wubert on the officiating yet? I'm like, I know, it's been a nice, pleasant little respite. It's been enjoyable. I've enjoyed it. He said this to me off the air.
Yeah, you know why? Because he typically drives home in like the 5 o'clock hour.
So I was like,
it's usually late with him.
So break time's over. Go ahead, Mike.
So because I'm right, the officiating has sucked. Are you going to try to tell me that the officiating's been good?
I don't think it's been great. I mean, it's been fine.
Right. Okay. And Kelly Sutherland has now been put into the witness protection program for Game 7 because his officiating has what?
He blew that call.
He sucks. That call is going to go down in Stanley Cup history next to Kerry Frazier with the blown call on Gretzky, costing a team a game and potentially a series. Hopefully not. But Kerry Frazier should never feel safe ordering a coffee in this town. He should. Kelly Sutherland. That guy is persona non grata, and that's saying something because we've had a long history in this town of refs that have boned us, but. I mean, honestly, Mike, my bigger problem is you comparing the Blues with the 2011 Bruins. Mike, who in the 2011 Bruins got suspended during the playoffs?
I've never said it's a straight comparison. I said if this was your Blues team, if this Blues team were the Bruins, you'd love them.
I think there's some of that, Mike. But also, I think we also would acknowledge the fact that they're I mean, do we acknowledge the fact that Marchand does dirty things like he did the other night when he slew-footed Peter Angelo?
Sure. Oh, yeah, but you know what? That was a dive, too. But anyway.
Okay. But and we don't want him to do that because you want him on the ice. I feel like this Blues team, like, and you look at the guys who've been suspended, this has been a recent development. They didn't build the big, bad Blues and go into the playoffs. They almost lost in Game 7 to the Stars, Mike. Does this team, this Blues team, if they played like this in that series, Tyler Seguin would have been in a doggy bag by Game 3, okay? This is a recent development because of their coaching. Because when faced with adversity, guys like Craig Berube and Steve Ott have only one default setting, and that is dirtbag. And that's what they go to. I said it to Jim Murray this weekend. You know, Berube probably thinks the left wing lock is something you do to keep your airplane from getting stolen at the airport. He doesn't understand hockey except for being a Neanderthal cement head.
Who do you like tomorrow night, Michael?
Playing this one way.
Who do you like tomorrow night? Who do you like?
I like the Bruins.
Why?
I like the Bruins because I think ultimately the league does not want that. We've talked about this, and you've said this to us Bruins fans who like violence. You've taunted me with this and said, Mike, you can't win that way anymore. Mike, you can't win that way anymore. And if the league allows the Blues to be criminals on the ice and win the cup, then they've set back this whole fairness and safety thing that they've forced on us.
But Mike, so when I ask you for the analysis of the game, you go to who the league wants to win, and you think the league's going to engineer it?
I go to how the league wants this game to go. Do they want their
so that's what I'm saying. You think the Bruins are going to win because the league wants it so?
No, I think the Bruins are going to win because the league doesn't want a black eye.
Right. Okay. So what's the league going to do? They're going to call penalties.
And if they don't, Mike, then you know what? It's shame on us fans for buying into the skill and speed, you know, can beat, you know, physicality now, because that's what the league is adjudicating.
Okay, Mike. Fair enough. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hang up on you. 3 minutes, though. You know, the storyline of, maybe that's what you're talking about. You know, the Bruins are the 2011 Canucks. The Blues are the 2011 Bruins. The Blues are physical. The Bruins are skilled. Like, those are sort of easy sort of things to storylines and just the way to characterize them to make it a black and white thing. The point is, it's much. The Bruins aren't a pure speed and skill team.
No,
they're not. They're not that. They're not the Canucks from 2011. They're not as skilled, but they're better, well rounded, and they're tougher. I mean, so this is all somewhere in the middle. I do not think tomorrow is going to come down to what the league wants. I'm hoping that the Bruins win on their goaltending and the fact that they wake up 5-on-5. If they win on power plays, I'll take it. I'll be happy with it. But that's never how I want any team to win, because the refs put you on the man advantage. I've never rooted for that, whether it's my team or another team. I'll take it, but my hope is that they win because Rask is better than Binnington by a long shot. They wake up 5-on-5, and their experience carries the day, and they'll know what to do in this situation more than the Blues. That's how I hope they win.
I mean, look, I don't think there's, I mean, I could be wrong. Who the hell knows? Like, again, predictions in this thing, how could you possibly guess? But Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, I have a hard time believing they're going to call penalties. In fact, now that I think of it, this is a research project. I'm going to go find the last Game 7s in the Stanley Cup Finals, and I just got to one.
Well, 2011.
2011, there were three penalties called.
Okay, 2009 was Pittsburgh-Detroit, I believe.
Okay, so I'll see if I can get you a number on that one.
Okay.
So, but there were three penalties in 2011, and in 2009, I'll see if I can get you the number.
Yep.
But my feeling, my instinct tells me the whistles get put away in these games.
Win it straight up. You have not been the better 5-on-5 team this series, but is it that insurmountable that if your guys wake up and certain your best players show up for a night, that you can't beat them 5-on-5? You can do that.
The 2009 game that you're talking about had five penalties, but two of them were matching. In other words, there were only three power plays.
Got it.
Okay, three power plays because two of the others offset each other. So again, it doesn't feel like you're going to get more than one or two cracks. I wouldn't expect more than total in this game, three or four penalties max.
John in Malden has a thought on David Ortiz. Yes, John.
Hey, my official comment was going to be on David Ortiz, and I'll give you that and then hang up.
Just be quick.
Okay. A couple of guys ago, St. Louis fans said, all we have is Rask. Well, I hope he gets introduced to Bergeron tomorrow night because he's going to come big time. Now, the David Ortiz thing. Everyone loves David Ortiz in the Dominican and Boston. I think the guy easily could have shot him in the head. I think he didn't want to. Your thoughts?
Okay. I mean, again, I've no street knowledge whatsoever. I have no idea how to assassinate someone. Would be the last person, probably the last person on earth you would ask, how do you assassinate? So I have no clue.
You weren't in a gang growing up?
But I've heard different things. And one is that you go body shot because it's a more sure shot. It's actually hard to aim, even if you're right behind the guy and he's not looking. Your arm gets jostled, you miss by a skosh, and the next thing you know, you've missed the head entirely. That the body shot is a more sure shot. But I have no clue. I have no clue. I'm just saying that in response to the caller. It could be either way. I don't know. Thank God I don't know. Mary in Manchester. Yes, Mary. What do you think of David Ortiz?
Well, I'm glad that he wasn't killed, but, you know, from all the reports that I've heard, Mike, he's sustained life-altering injuries. I mean, mm-hmm. they've removed his large intestine, part of his small intestine. His liver was affected. So even though they didn't kill the man, I mean, they did essentially change his life forever. So I find it really disturbing. And, you know, we don't know what he's going to be like when he recovers, if he recovers fully.
And it's a great point. Is he the same guy?
See, I'm with Mary. It's his quality. We don't know yet. We don't know, and I'm just using a very simple, ordinary thing that a lot of people don't like to think about, but what if he needed a colostomy, right? Like, that changes daily habit every day.
Game changer.
Right? Like, that's a life-altering thing, and he will never be able to live the same way, and we haven't even gotten into the psychological elements.
Well, I was going to say, does he come out of this being David Ortiz?
Right.
Or is he something else?
I mean, this is a guy that, generally speaking, acted as if he knew the world loved him. Right? Because he was revered and adored. Well, now he clearly knows that not everybody loves him. So how does he respond to that? I don't know. I mean, this is not one of those things, oh, geez, yeah, he got lucky, he'll be fine. Will he?
Yeah, never mind, even if he has, ends up having to wear a bag or anything like that, PTSD, you know.
With all of it,
Murray. Any mental after effect after something like
does
this?
Does he lose his, I mean,
yeah.
this is a very superficial, but does he lose his shine, his
right,
aura,
personality.
Who he is?
Yeah. Yeah, does any of that go away? Is he still the same guy when he walks into a room? Alex Cora described him last night as, you know, he's a guy walks in the room, lights it up, larger than life figure. Is that all still there when he comes back? I mean, he'll survive, I think, and he'll live, and, you know, he'll still be what he was to us. But what's his day-to-day existence going to be like? I don't know.
Here's Murray with an update. When you come back, you'll hear from Pedro Martinez on David Ortiz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
I don't have enough words to describe how, you know, who David is, what David means to baseball. But I'm so disappointed to know that someone like David, who saved so many lives, can have someone after his life. And I'm sorry, I get. I'm sorry. But it hurts me. It hurts me. A guy that saves lives. And I'm sorry. Reach a level that everybody that works, everybody that goes out there every day wants to reach. Whoever works, whoever gets to any job, wants to get to what David got, to success in life, to be a role model, to be that person that everybody wants to see and wants to hug. And to see someone just want to take his life away is in such a coward way. It bothers me. It bothers me deeply. And I feel for David like a brother, like a family member. Like a colleague, a teammate. My relationship, I know, is beyond what everybody else gets, but I just can't take it.
So that was Pedro Martinez last night on TBS. We continue with that. Continue with your Bruins thoughts, whatever you want here, as we count down to the end of the show and Game 7 tomorrow, Bruins Blues. Dean in Shrewsbury waiting patiently to talk Bruins. Dean, thanks for hanging on. What do you got?
You're welcome. I think Coyle has been great. He's been fighting for the pucks, putting the pucks on net, getting the puck to the center of the ice. I think him and Atari blocking shots and Rask might be the key X factors for the game tomorrow.
Okay, they've been the X factor so far. You've gotten more out of guys like that than you have your first line. We'll see. Coyle a little quiet in Game 6, maybe his quietest game of the series. But he's one of the few guys I trust to go into the corners and go along the wall against those big D. He can stand up to those guys.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, he's sturdy, right? At the end of the day, I don't care who it is. They need more than one line going. If they get two lines going, they should be in good shape.
It doesn't matter which ones they are.
Exactly right.
It really doesn't.
Yeah, you want to tell me it's Corrali and Krejci, Corrali and Coyle? I don't care.
People say they can't win without the first line. I disagree. If you get two of the other lines going, you're fine.
Absolutely.
If Bergeron can play Shen to a draw and you get scoring from your other lines, that's fine.
I mean, last game, it was really the Krejci line and the Corrali line.
Yep, that's right.
Right? So, and they won. So going away.
You just need a couple of them going, and it doesn't have to be the first one. Andrew in the car. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, so I think the Blues aren't going to win because they haven't won before. I'm a big proponent of I don't think you can do it until you do it. I think the Raptors kind of showed that last night. So I think that's the biggest advantage is not being talked about.
Okay, but there's first-time winners, Andrew. How do you ever have a first-time winner?
Exactly.
What's that? Oh, no, I mean, obviously you can, but if you look at the NHL over the last decade, Hawks, Penguins, Bruins, King, it's not really a league where you break in. I know last year was a first-time winner, but they both were there for the first time.
So no, I understand. So, look, Andrew, the Bruins are the more established team. Fair enough. You think the more established team always wins?
No. No, again, you told him initially, I thought that was really the point. You know, they've never won before. In that case, nobody would ever win.
Yeah, right. If that was the case, the stupid Eagles wouldn't have beaten the Patriots a few years ago.
Exactly, right. I mean, don't get overly analytical about it. If you're good enough, you can find a way to win the game. You can find a way to win the game.
Pavel in Milford. Hi, Pavel.
Yeah, I got a theory that I know is going to drive Jim crazy. Jim, I think Berube is a thinking man's goon, and I think the reason we saw a different style of play from the Blues in Game 6 was not that the players feared penalties and suspensions, but that Berube knew after what happened at the end of Game 5, that's what was going to happen if they hit hard. And Berube knows in Game 7, if they just go out and knock our blocks off, he's got a good advantage.
Okay. I just don't think you can win by beating someone up. I don't. I mean, you can, but that would not be my preferred method of winning a game. It's why I picked the Bruins in the first place. I don't think it wins anymore like it used to. And I just, because again, to sort of play this analogy, the Bruins have been that team forever.
Mm-hmm.
And they always lost to a more skilled team.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll always take the team with more skill. I know hockey is a game of will and effort and toughness, but you also need guys who can play.
Yeah, but if they goon it up and knock out one of the Bruins' better players, like Johansson or something like that, early in the game, then that can affect the rest of the game. And there's no repercussions until the following season. That's what concerns me from some of the comments from this supervillain head coach.
I don't know. I'm not worried about it. I'm not. I'm worried about losing a 2-1 game straight up is what I'm worried about.
Yeah, I mean,
you not getting enough scoring chances because you just can't get there because they're too big and they're too good defensively.
So that's the part of it that concerns me. Is that I say the physicality, not the quote-unquote dirtiness or the sheer size and strength of the Blues. Can you handle it?
Look, I'm nervous about all of it. In a perfect world, someone would get me with a rag with chloroform, and I'll wake up the next day, and then I'll see the score, and it'll be Bruins 2, Blues 1, and something
then,
like that.
And then I'll go back and watch it.
Yeah.
When I know they won.
And if they lost, you don't watch it.
Right.
Tim in Nashua. Go ahead, Tim. I would only listen to sports radio in that case. Go ahead, Tim, for the analysis. Hi,
Michael.
Tim.
Michael, I really am frustrated watching Chara's play out there. And then you see them make a move and put Kuhlman out there. Do you think Cassidy doesn't have the authority, or is it Chara just gets his ice time automatically? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Okay, so he was better in this last game.
I thought it was his best game of the series.
He remains good away from the puck. Him exiting his own zone, I still think, is painful to watch on balance. But I think that he was engaged in this last game. He was a factor in this last game. What does that have to do with Coleman? That was a brilliant move by Cassidy.
Yeah, I think his point is they took Backus out and put in a smaller, quicker guy. Maybe they should do the same with Chara.
Oh, I see.
No shot.
No way.
Game seven.
No.
Cup Finals.
You're
going to bench your captain?
Thank you.
Are you high? Like, there's zero chance of that. And look, at the end, I told you, I wouldn't change the lineup. They had their best game of the series in game six. What I'm hoping is that strategically they unlock something that allows them to win the game.
Jim in Stoneham has a thought on David Ortiz. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Mike. I'm talking about Poppy and Robert Kraft. Two different people, but they've had indiscretions. And I know Poppy is a married man and Robert Kraft is a widower. So how do you compare these two things?
I don't. You do?
Well, I mean, you know, somebody's fooling around. His wife is at home. Robert Kraft is a widower, and he goes to a massage parlor.
Yeah, to me, my issue with Kraft was never the massage parlor. It's him lowering up and attacking everyone down there when he was clearly guilty. It's nothing to do with the sex or the indiscretion, as you call it. It's being clearly guilty and then calling prosecutors and cops liars. I have a big problem with that. Yes, that's not what David Ortiz got his ass shot. They're totally apples and oranges and not even in the same ballpark. Sorry. And I don't know if I just sense there's a little bit of an undercurrent of, well, he was sort of asking for it by doing what he was doing. And I can't go there. You can make mistakes in your personal life. You can make mistakes in your decisions with your relationships. You can, you know, have bad judgment and, you know, run around with bad people or make bad decisions on who your friends are. None of it constitutes or justifies getting shot or having someone trying to assassinate you. That's just barbaric. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no. To make the cause and effect, there's a jump. The only thing you can say is that, you know, were you making smart decisions in your life? That's all.
Yes, and that's bad judgment.
Yeah. 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 You know, that's the only thing you can say. And look, we've talked about that report today in Diario Libre, the paper out of the Dominican. I told you, I don't know a lot about the paper, but I did find something on one of the travel websites here that says that the newspaper makes sure all its reports are accurate and concise. So, again, take it for what it's worth. Who the hell knows? But, you know, I mean, because a lot of times people say, how do you even know the report is true?
So
it might not be true.
Well, there's just multiple ones, and maybe it's not true. I'm not responsible for it. I'm just telling you what's being reported. And they, you know, they seconded in the Daily Mail yesterday that it may have been related to him seeing the wife of an alleged drug dealer. What's new about this report is that he was warned. He was warned that he could be in danger, and he continued the conduct, according to the newspaper. Okay, so that's a whole nother thing. You say bad judgment. I still don't know how that justifies someone getting shot. John in the car. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. I can't understand how you would be against the Bruins winning because of the power play.
No. I said it 4 million times. I'm not against. I said I'll take it if that's how they win.
Okay, well, then that's exactly how they have to win. They have to capitalize on what the other team gives them. And if the Blues are going to keep playing like thug idiots and just making all these cheap shot hits, I mean, you've got to just capitalize on the opportunities that you get.
I just don't think they've been as bad as you've been led to believe.
Boy, it's amazing how quickly Bruins
fans
turn. Bunch
of babies. All of a sudden, you're Canadiens fans. Call 911. Don't forget our number. Call 911, the rest of you. Crying about how physical the Blues are. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I mean,
seriously.
In the first round, you know what Bruins fans were saying?
God.
Hit the crap out of the Blues.
Thank you. I mean, the Leafs, because the Leafs are soft.
That's what I meant. Hit
the Leafs are soft, so beat them up.
Yeah, hit the crap out of them.
That's what we've been saying for decades. We love the team when they're like that. You're fraudulent.
So I like what the Bruins have become, because I felt that the Bruins are always stuck in this primitive age of they just wanted to win the fight. They didn't want to win the game. And so, you know, now they're a different kind of team, and I like watching them play. I do. I'm not telling you I don't like the fights, because I like the fights too, and I like the physicality too.
I don't think the Blues are on the verge of winning because they've beaten you up, by the way. I don't buy that. They're better defensively than you. They have a better defensive core than you. And defensemen are exceptionally important. Parayko, Pietrangelo, those guys are freaking studs. They're also one win away from the cup because Ryan O'Reilly has been better than any forward you've put out there. So I don't want to hear this. They've been better. It's not because they're trying to take your head off. It's because they've been better.
They've outplayed the Bruins. Or they had.
Yeah, and they're cheap, too. Both things can be true.
So I think right now, though, look, the series is 3-3 for a reason. I mean, it's been pretty close. It's pretty even.
That doesn't mean nothing for Game 7.
If the Bruins play like they did in Game 6, they'll win.
Yeah, maybe you guys show up in Game 7 and finally beat them straight up 5-on-5 as opposed to trying to draw penalties. Maybe you do that. I'll take either. I'm just telling you. It was in response to Mike and Wilburn's thought that you know, they're going to win because the league wants them to win. The league doesn't want to reward the Blues. Like, it's always a conspiracy. It's all the league mandating this or that.
Blame Goodell.
How about you just beat them? Why can't you just beat them? You can do that. Final word comes your way next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The callers bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this 4-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So with the injury to Kevin Durant last night, looks like it's going to be a torn Achilles. It's not official yet, but it looks bad. But every time there's a bad injury, something happens with you callers. It's like you want to share your stories of the same type of injury. And you would think you would know by now.
The doctors and registered nurses and, oh, my God, it's story time.
This show wants nothing to do with those stories.
Here's Michael in Boston on Durant. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, guys. So I have a medical background, and I could definitely comment on it. Boxing, it sounds like someone's popping a bottle of champagne. It's
okay, Michael.
Loud.
So what's your point, quickly? The phone's just not going to make it, Mike. I'm sorry. It's not. I don't know what, you know, you think that it was already on the verge of blowing.
I mean, my guess is that the initial injury was related to the Achilles, and they knew it.
And they took a chance and said, well, you know, what's the likelihood that it would blow up? I don't know how you look at that and go, uh-oh.
Russell in North Carolina. Yes, Russell.
Oh, hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So I had a question and a comment. So with regards to Kevin Durant,
hitting his Achilles and having a major injury, do you guys think he'll ever be back to like the all-star form that he was before the injury? And if you're a GM, would you want to sign some max contract after the injury? Okay. And I personally injured my Achilles as well. I'm 2 years in and a couple weeks from
now. And I'm still not the same.
Okay, Russell. Russell, good luck with that. We're not going to... God, can you talk about an injury without people calling up and giving you their own personal freaking thing?
Nope. It happens all the time.
Oh,
it's so annoying.
Please, I don't want to hear it.
You should know better by now.
And it's funny, like, I'm a doctor, I've experienced, I don't care. Please. This isn't story time. I don't mean to yell at you, but God.
Yeah, you do.
And I always like how the fake doctors expose themselves within like the first few words.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, no, it's just like when you pop a bottle of Cristal.
But let's just say they're real doctors. We're not doing a news show.
Yeah, Felga, once I remember I was constipated. It happened to me once. But the guy with the champagne bottle, since when? Like, I'm glad you pointed that out because I wanted to jump in when he said it at the time. It sounds like a champagne cork popping out of a bottle. Really?
You're going to tell us your story?
I didn't hear a thing. Nobody did. There is no noise. It just snaps. That's it. Done. It's over. Champagne bottle. Where'd you come up with that one?
Doctor.
You Google that? That's a load of crap. That's a lie.
Dr. Fenefessy there.
Now, Jimmy has labeled this Felger picking against the Bruins. Now, I've had medicine head all day today,
like
so...
Photoshop.
This is, I don't remember
medicine
this.
Head.
Yeah, so let me see. I don't know if there's doctoring going on here, but let's play it.
Mike and Worcester on the Bees. Yes, Michael.
Mike, how can you say that their season will be a complete and utter failure if they don't win? Based on the fact that you didn't even give them a chance when the playoffs started. That's their above their ceiling.
Hold on. What show are you listening to? I've picked them in every series. You want me to pick against them. You think I'm picking against them. because you just want me to be that guy. Yeah. I've picked him every single series, Mike.
You, before the playoffs started, you had no chance against Tampa Bay.
Well, right. They didn't play Tampa Bay.
I know they didn't play Tampa Bay. You didn't think they'd have to beat anybody then. Why now?
Well, Mike, I can't help you. I can't help you out. I was not against...
Oh, wah, the big baby.
I know, my God.
Like, good God. You know why? Here's why. The road. The road. Where's the gray area? What don't you get about that? The road was favorable. They got a great road. Once they got past Toronto, who did they have to play? Columbus, Carolina, and St. Louis. If someone had told you that going in, would you say they had a shot to win it? Of course you would. Why do people get upset about this kind of crap?
I don't know.
Like, what's the big deal? They got a favorable road that makes all the difference in the world. If they had to go through Tampa and Washington and who knows who else coming out of the West. Different argument, different story. Hell, they might not have even gotten to the final with the way the thing was. What don't you get about that? Like, well, where is the gray area there?
Can't, like I said, can't help them. Yeah, I'm in trouble for picking against them in a series that never existed.
No, right, yeah. You said they wouldn't beat Tampa, Felger.
I mean...
Yeah, Felger, you said they wouldn't beat Tampa.
We never even got there.
Yeah, and you said that Braden Holtby owns them, Felger. You said that.
Never got there either. Maz, what do you have come up on the baseball reporters?
So, tough loss for the Red Sox last night. To me, I put this up as one of their worst losses of the season, and I don't think it's wrong to ask a question at this point. Is this ever going to change? Is this ever going to change? And obviously, we will continue with the David Ortiz discussion.
Everybody, again, tomorrow, you want to win Bruins tickets? Show up between 6 and 9 at our parking lot here at 55 Morrissey Boulevard, the Toucher and Rich Rally. Someone's going to walk away with tickets to Game 7. So do that tomorrow morning. And then join us at 2 o'clock. Join us all day here on the station. We'll all be down there at Canal Street for the Fan Fest. We start at 2 o'clock, and we'll talk to you then.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're member FDIC.